we always referred to it as Osceola Elementary because that's what it was known as when the city had a separate school system from the county.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, what grades did that elementary?
Elementary school was 1 through 6.
1 through 6.
It was built. The school was this old school. It was built back in the '30s by the CCC, the WPA, part of Roosevelt's New Deal.
Yeah.
And my father went to high school there. It used to be the high school. And then when the city and the county merged their school systems, it became the elementary school. Mm. Had big, tall ceilings, large windows, oak floors that they had to oil to keep the dust down.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. It was a fun school, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But what about the junior high school?
The junior high school and high school were combined. They were built back in the early to mid-50s, so they're brick and concrete block construction. And junior high was grades 7 and 8, and then high school was 9 through 12.
Did that have a particular name?
Yeah. The high school has always been known as Irwin County High. And I think the junior high was Irwin County Junior High, even though up to 70 you had a separate high school, the black school, which was Osceola High and Industrial.
You mentioned CCC a minute ago. What is that?
That's the Civilian Conservation Corps, and the WPA is the Works Progress Administration. They were part of Roosevelt's New Deal.
Yeah.
The WPA also built the community house in Osceola back in 1938.
The community?
Yeah, it's sort of an early community center. It was for whites only, and still is largely for whites only.
They get away with that?
Well, they get away with it real well now because in the past few years they've gotten a lot of federal aid. The county's about 60% white, 40% black, and they get a lot of federal aid because of the blacks. And they've built a neighborhood center over in the black section of town.
Uh-huh.
So that the blacks go to that and the whites use them, use the community house. And they kept the swimming pool open over in the white section of town long enough to get money to build a swimming pool over in the black section of town. So the blacks use the pool, the neighborhood center, and the whites either use the country club pool or they don't go, I suppose.
I see. Well, when integration was being implemented, how did that go over in Osceola?
It went over fairly well. There was a private academy started in 64, Segregation Academy, although they would be highly incensed to have it referred to as that. And but that's all it is a segregation academy. It's out in Mystic, which is 6 miles from Osceola.
Mystic. That's
yeah.
A great name.
Yeah. It's a little unincorporated town on the road to Ashburn on 32, Georgia 32. And the school board sold them and an old abandoned school that was old Irwin County High before the city and the county consolidated and they built a new school in Osceola. I think they sold them the old school, which is a big, big building with a lunchroom and an old gym for something like a dollar. So that,
Good price. Yeah, real good deal.
So that, you know, while the school board is acting very pious, like, oh yes, we've got to integrate and you all should stay in school, they were also keeping their bases covered.
Mm-hmm.